MoneyWeb now on the money.
This show is brought to you by StanLib. Visit stanlib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. StanLib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider. Chatting with James Rainbow. He's from Schroders UK. James, appreciate the time today. Let's start off with sort of financial advice and trends we're seeing. And one thing that, I don't know if it's a fair reflection or maybe it's just overly anecdotal, but we're seeing obviously financial advisors age and truthfully age out of the system, retiring, you know, spending time in their retirement. Are we seeing a new generation of financial advisors sort of filling their spaces?
I think this is one of the key questions that we're all grappling with as an industry, which is none of us are getting any younger, but financial advisors, generally speaking, are at a later stage in their career, and we are struggling to attract new entrants into the profession. You know, I don't think that this is an acute issue for right now, but I think it is something that we are increasingly going to have to deal with.
And part of the challenge, I suspect, is that the generations coming through, I'm thinking millennials, I'm thinking the Gen Zs and the like, they probably looking to get their advice somewhere else. And I mean, some of that's probably TikTok, which truthfully is a terrifying concept.
I think to a certain extent, the rise of influencers, or however they're described, I think is sort of helpful and unhelpful in equal measure. I don't love the idea of widespread, unregulated advice by anecdote. I think, though, if it drives people to get professional help from qualified people, then maybe actually it's not the worst thing in the world. I do think, though, you have to assume that a new generation is going to behave fundamentally differently with their money than the previous generation. And I'm not sure that that's the case. I think that the issues around trust and reassurance that is given by people taking or developing a relationship with an advisor, you know, I think are going to be felt as acutely by the next generation as this one.
I take your point, and perhaps it's almost just a sort of shifting. And as I'm thinking of TikTok, which is not a platform I'm massively au fait with, but the right person on TikTok, you know, a millennial, for example, talking to their cohorts can actually be a benefit and get people to start perhaps thinking about investing, thinking about their retirement, whereas otherwise they wouldn't be.
I think that's entirely correct. I mean, I think that the more that we can drive people to engage, and then once they've engaged, to go and look for appropriate help to try and navigate what is inevitably a very complex backdrop of regulation, tax, many, many different products and services to choose from, then I would say that's definitely a good thing. A more engagement, more engaged people is something that I think we should all encourage.
Yeah, 100%. If we change tax slightly to discretionary fund management, DFMs, that market is obviously undergoing changes as well. What sort of trends have you spotted in the UK that could perhaps be sort of brought to South Africa for the sector?
Well, I think certainly the advisors and DFMs that I've been speaking to in South Africa, the trends are very similar. It is quite possible that the trend has a little more duration in the UK, but the direction is really the same. If you think about what has started this, it is advisors focusing their time and resources on what they're good at, which is giving advice, financial planning, making sure that people have a clear destination in mind and are maintaining that path. Fund management, investment selection is not typically in that skill set. It requires significant resource. And you know, most advice businesses that I speak to just don't have the resource available to commit to growing out a discretionary manager at scale. And so partnering with one, accessing their expertise on behalf of their clients, it feels to me to be a positive development versus simply trying to do yourself without the necessary resource and framework in place to do it.
I take your point. And part of the challenge, and in the note you put out, you talk about the choice paradox, is that, you know, if I go back, 20 or 30 years ago, there was a lot to invest in, but it was a much, much smaller universe, not only in terms of assets, but in terms of range and the like. And that really is potentially a stumbling block for the new people coming into the market, but a really good point for financial advisors and for DFMs. I mean, they're the experts in the space.
I completely agree with that. I mean, I think it is an accurate reflection to say that the world has got much, much more complicated in almost any way that you look at it. Mm. And so making sure that we have specialists in their field that are helping clients achieve their goals, I can't see that that's going to be anything other than a good outcome.
Yeah, more is better, but managing that more perhaps is the real challenge. We'll leave it there. That's James Rainbow. He's Schroders UK. Appreciate the time today. This show is brought to you by StanLib. Visit StanLib.com to get in touch with one of their investment specialists. StanLib Asset Management is an authorized financial services provider.